This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll hear from Senior Director of Division Operations for Ameren, John Baroud. There are several dangers associated with farming, and John reminds farmers to be aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, we have a lot of overhead lines that are running out in rural locations, and they have several thousand volts of electricity traveling through them. So the important thing is to always be aware of where the lines are, where you're working. Always look up no matter what you're doing, but not only up, but to your sides, behind you. Just that constant awareness that the line is there. The other thing you have to be aware of is that bad things don't happen only if you touch the line. If you get close to a line, electricity will arc over to it. So it's always good to maintain at least 10 feet of clearance. And then especially if you're working under it, under a line, make sure that you lower your augers or any other equipment that you might be hauling with you. If you're going to be doing any loading or carrying anything, remember the height of your equipment changes. So you always have to be aware of that. And then one thing that's important, too, is recognizing that conditions change over time. Our lines do sag over time. Maybe conditions have changed for another reason. Maybe a storm came through and we weren't aware of it. And then as people get new equipment also, they may forget about the height of that equipment. So it's just that constant awareness that the line is there and you're taking all the precautions necessary to stay away from it.
And do you have any advice for if they would come into contact with the line?
Yeah, that's pretty important. If somebody were to contact the line, the best thing to do is to stay in the cab. Don't get out of the cab. Call for help. If somebody were to approach the equipment, make sure they stay away from it because the electricity will jump to that individual. Don't try and move the equipment, because you can end up causing more havoc causing more danger by moving the equipment. So stay in the cab and call for help is the best thing that they can do in the event that they do contact it.
And not only are there things to be aware of above ground, but there are also underground lines and things to be concerned with too.
Yeah, great point. We do have underground electricity in rural areas in some locations. A lot of people don't realize that. And then we are a big gas company, so we have many gas lines that are running out in rural locations. So you have to be aware of both of those conditions. So if you're going to be doing any digging at all, the thing to do is call Julie Center for and get locates to make sure that they can mark where our facilities are and you can stay away from them when you're digging.
Do you see a large amount of farmers or farm equipment coming into contact with lines each year, or what do those numbers look like?
I wouldn't say it's a large amount for my locations, roughly half the state. We probably have anywhere from 4 to 5 of those kinds of contacts a year. I think people have gotten much better at recognizing the hazard, and then we over time have done a lot more publicizing of the hazards and trying to make sure that folks are aware of what those hazards are that are out there. So that is paying dividends. So it's really a small number that actually occur each year. But when they do occur, they are potentially very bad. They could result in a fatality because of the high voltages involved. So, again, it's so important to be aware of where you're at and stay away from lines. Some people think, well, if I'm hauling lumber or something like that, I don't have to worry about it. But even non-conductive objects that you're hauling can actually conduct electricity depending on how much moisture they might have in them or on them. So don't assume that, what you might be hauling or carrying, you don't have to worry about it. Electricity is very unpredictable, and again, depending on how much moisture might be present, it can cause just as big a hazard as something metallic.
So it sounds like the best thing to do is just be aware and stay away from the lines if at all possible.
Absolutely. And if somebody is concerned about the height of a wire or they think something's changed, all they have to do is call our 800 number, 1-800-755-5000, and we'll have somebody come out there maybe that day or the next day to work with them and make sure that our facilities are safe. So if there's any question in anybody's mind about specific circumstances, just give us a call. We'll come out and work with them.
Once again, that was Senior Director of Divisions Operations for Ameren, based out of Collinsville, Illinois, John Baroud. We'll be back with more after these messages. The USDA announced Tuesday a deadline extension for the Dairy Margin Protection Program. Secretary Tom Vilsack announced dairy farmers now have until November 20th to enroll in the program. The voluntary program, established by the 2014 Farm Bill, provides financial assistance to participating farmers when the margin, the difference between the price of milk and feed costs, falls below the coverage level selected by the farmer. The original deadline was September 30th. Vilsack said the fall harvest is a busy time of the year for agriculture, so this extension will ensure that dairy producers have more time to make their choices. Producers are encouraged to use the Farm Service Agency web resource at fsa.usda.gov. Speaking of dairy news, the World Dairy Expo is scheduled to take place in Madison, Wisconsin at the Alliant Energy Center September 29th through October 3rd. The expo features over 800 commercial exhibitors and is one of the largest dairy-focused trade shows in the world. This year's theme for the expo is Dairy in Our DNA. The theme refers to not only the high-quality dairy animals exhibited at the expo every year, but also the producers, breeders, and industry members that live and breathe the dairy industry 365 days a year. The National Pork Producers Council praised the Senate for its passage of legislation reauthorizing the Livestock Mandatory Price Reporting Law, which is set to expire on September 30th. The statute requires meat packers to report to the U.S. Department of Agriculture the prices they pay for cattle, hogs, and lambs, and other information. USDA publishes twice daily reports with information on pricing, contracting for purchase, supply and demand conditions for livestock, livestock production, and livestock products. The Senate's five-year reauthorization measure includes new provisions sought by the U.S. pork industry, including one that establishes a negotiated formula price category to better reflect the total number of hogs negotiated each day. Another provision will require that pigs sold after 1:30 p.m. be included in the next morning's price report. The Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act of 1999 changed a voluntary reporting system for hogs, cattle, and other livestock at slaughter to a requirement for meat processors to report detailed price and sales data. The law requires packers to submit to USDA regional and national data on a daily and weekly basis for hogs and similar information for cattle and lambs. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.